The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Carbach Brewing, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at the producer Nick, and you can also get on the Twitch channel, even though you can't see our lovely faces, which I know everyone's depressed about, or excited, I'm not sure which. You can comment on there. We will keep track of it. Miss the first hour, very sportsy. We're out here at Carbach having fantastic beer. You want to get AJ S'more Stout, it is here on tap. You can come out.
For a limited time, it's here. It's right. Available for a limited time.
Right. And then it's gone forever.
That's right.
Much like ex-wives. And there's certainly some room in here. There's some room outside. Everybody's socially distanced. We're doing everything right. Happy to be here. Love Carbach. Glad that this is our return. And on a big Houston sports day, which is already off to a really awful start because your Astros.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, they lose 3-1.
Well.
So what are the odds?
The Astros win the division?
No.
1%.
Nobody cares about the Astros anymore.
Oh, okay.
What are the odds the Houston teams go 0-3 today?
Now that we have one in the books.
You got one in the books.
I'm going to go 80%.
I think that's kind of probably.
Because let's just say, what are the implied odds? I mean, neither team has a 50-50 chance. We can agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
Like, let's say the Astros or the Rockets have like a 60-40 chance of winning that thing. I'd have to look at the actual.
No, I think.
Let's pull up the odds, and I can tell you the actual.
I give the Rockets the best chance of the two tonight. How's that?
Okay.
Is that fair? And I bet based on the numbers, that's accurate because. They're 6-point dogs, and the Texans are 9.5-point dogs. A 6-point basketball dog is probably like what a 2-point NFL dog.
I'm gonna do some internet math here.
Really,
I'm gonna pull up the actual lines or the money lines on these games.
Okay, that's the easiest way to do it.
And then we'll know what the implied odds are that they'll win the match.
Okay.
Okay. It says here that. Well, that's not going to work. That's giving me the spread for the Texans-Chiefs game. I don't need that. This is great radio, by the way.
That's okay.
I'm a professional broadcaster. I've done this for now 16 years.
You know what? You're distracted by the fact that your beer's so good. That's all it is.
That's probably some to do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, once I get it pulled up here, I'll let you know. But I'm having a little bit of a struggle.
But yeah, I would say the Rockets are certainly more likely.
I would think so, too, and I'm guessing the odds will imply that as well, that they're more likely to win. All right. The money line on the Rockets tonight is plus 190.
Okay.
So let's just say we'll call them 2-1 underdogs.
Yeah.
Which means they are 66% of the time they're expected to lose,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, the Texans.
That was math, by the way.
That's right. The Texans, their money line is minus, the Chiefs are minus 400. So that means, does that mean 80% of the time the Chiefs are expected to win? So somewhere between 66 and 80, 75% probably sounds about right for me that they'll both lose.
So, well, technically, if you want to take it a step farther.
I would have to parlay them. Is that what you're doing?
Well, but if you're parlaying.
Boy, I'm going to hit that payout, baby.
Well, I'm just. The odds are actually longer than that.
Yeah, but.
Than what you. I mean, that's basically in the ballpark. But when you factor a 75% chance and a
I'll just be honest, I don't feel great about either team winning tonight. The Rockets have shown me, like, and it's not, I don't know if it's their fault. I don't think it's like, because James hasn't stunk it up this series like he did against Oklahoma City. He did stink against Oklahoma City, and they were able to win anyway.
And they actually got good games out of both him and Russ the other night. Which
this series, James has played well. He's just not as good as LeBron James. He's just not as good as Anthony Davis. It's not that big of a deal to say that. It's just, it doesn't, like, lessen what James Harden is. This is just a really bad matchup for the Rockets, the small ball Rockets, when this, I mean, the Lakers can put out a legit starting five when they don't have slow and pathetic JaVale McGee out there. They've got guys who are just as athletic as the Rockets, and they're all about 6 inches taller. And we saw in the last couple games, the Lakers figured out, you know what, if Anthony Davis stops trying to be a Steph Curry and he just stands under the basket and catches the ball and dunks it, he's really effective. And that's what the Lakers have figured out. They're like, oh, Anthony Davis is not Steph Curry. We can use him like Shaq in this series. And they're just giving him the ball, and he's dominating. And the Rockets don't have an answer on their roster to that. They can't pull Tyson Chandler off the bench, who's done absolutely nothing except miss two free throws the entire time he's been in the bubble.
Well, maybe maybe he also did the same woman that Daniel House did.
It's possible, but I don't think they want to use him anyway. Even if he's allowed to play, I don't think they want him to play.
So only think, posting up, he's done.
I think it's a bad matchup for the Rockets, and they don't really have an answer for what the Lakers present. So it's not like I'm you can't even really be mad at it because none of us expected the Rockets to win this series because they're not the better team. The Lakers are supposed to be the best team. Sometimes the team that you like, is they just lose to the better team. That happens. And I think that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, though. I mean, I still think they win two games in this series, and if it happens to be this one.
Do you think that their home court advantage tonight is going to play a role?
Well, you know, they lost their first home game in game three of this entire postseason.
Yeah, that was tough.
Brutal. But I unfortunately I'm not watching this game until sometime tomorrow because
it's, same
yeah it's on when football's
on. I mean, I'll watch it until the football game starts.
Yeah, and I'll flip over during commercials and double check it. But
that said, did you give the Texans a better chance of winning than the Rockets?
No.
Or do you just care about it less?
I care about it less.
Same.
I mean, that's
because guess what the Texans have? They've got hope. Hope springs eternal, they say. Well, and right now, the Texans, even if they get their asses kicked tonight, 55-0, which would that'd be good for the spread and the over. But even if that were to happen, you could still say, you know what? The Texans can go 15-1. So that's what we call in the business, in the industry, we call that hope.
I'm not watching it for that. I'm watching it because Patrick Mahomes is one of my favorite players to watch. Deshaun Watson is one of my favorite players to watch.
That's so racist.
Why is that racist?
I mean, are you going to name off every black guy, or are you going to, like, pick a white guy that you kind of like, too?
Let me think. Hang on. I like watching Christian McCaffrey. Does that count?
He's not playing in the game. Now you're just picking a random white guy.
All right, fine.
Are you excited about J.J. Watt?
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
All right, baby!
No,
we just want equal opportunity.
Can we just start
with
this?
We just want to be treated fairly, Fred.
Wait. Let's just start with this. I've been on record I hate defense. I don't care about defense. I went to UH. They don't play defense.
Right.
Defense is just something you trot 11 guys out there until you get the ball back. I love watching great offenses. I love watching Patrick Mahomes. I like watching Deshaun Watson. I'm curious to see how this.
You're kind of like the Bill Cosby of sports. You like to push and get nothing in return. Like, that's your move?
How did he get nothing in return? I'm not
got
sure.
Got nothing back from them. They provided no defense.
Well, okay. No, I think that's no.
No. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit
it's,
of a,
okay, it's too far.
It was a stretch and you kind of missed on it and
I don't think I missed on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think you missed pretty badly on it, frankly.
Tyler, good or no good?
Eh.
Nick, Bill, are we calling?
See, now, Tyler usually automatically agrees with you.
I accept. Maybe,
so
listen.
An eh is a strong maybe
Nick.
Not.
It
Nick,
wasn't bad.
Cosby
wasn't
reference,
bad.
All good. All offense, no defense. Is that a good reference or not?
It's not bad.
It's not okay. I feel like maybe okay. Maybe it did
needs
miss.
More Jello.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe
yeah, see, when the two guys who work for you.
Okay, listen. I admit when I'm wrong.
Saying.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, God.
Rogelio liked it, but we all know he's about to pass out.
Yeah. Because he's like, he got one of the...
Everything's funny to him now.
Like, BBH is his kryptonite. Like, he'll have a BBH.
I like how you say that like it's not also yours.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
You're like Superman talking about, like, some other Kryptonian going, oh, kryptonite. These guys are all a bunch of pussies. They can't handle a little kryptonite. Wah, wah, wah. The reality is, it's also your kryptonite.
No.
Okay.
Tequila is my kryptonite.
All right, Fred. So, I know not everybody's been around Fred while he's drinking BBH, but how many of you have? Like, can we have a show of hands? Does it always end well, or does it often not end well? Can we agree it often not ends well? I think you're missing on this one, Fred.
You know what? As offensive as your comment was,
there's people who have taken you home after BBH.
Yeah,
they know.
Listen, don't
kryptonite. Just because it's your kryptonite doesn't mean you can't get an Uber
AJ,
for your kryptonite.
AJ, don't make me go through the list of what I've had to do for these guys over here.
But we just agreed it's also their kryptonite. I'll be honest, BBH.
No, it's not. It's not a kryptonite.
BBH can be kryptonite for a lot of people, and
as long as I stop after this one, I'm fine. But if I sit here and drink five of them, yes.
Well, that goes for any booze ever.
That's not true. Like, I could sit.
If I have one glass of whiskey, I'm fine. If I have eight glasses of whiskey.
Listen, I can drink whiskey. I've literally sat in a bar and had 22 whiskeys. And not only did I not pass out, everybody else did. But, like, heavy beer. I'll say this. You give me two glasses of wine, and you're carting me out of here.
Okay, I won't do that.
I don't know why. Wine kicks my ass.
What about Dr. Pepper?
Does it have cocaine in it?
No.
Okay.
Well, they've got 23 flavors. That may be one of them.
So, as offensive as your comment was,
that wasn't offensive.
I've.
Are you a baby? You're offended?
I'm not offended.
Offensive comment.
Oh, but what a baby!
You made a Cosby rape joke, and it's not offensive.
Are you offended?
No, but
then
I was.
Why would you call it offensive?
I was trying to defend you because never mind. I was going to say something nice about you.
Don't
but forget
do that.
It.
That wasn't offensive. It was just a joke. Sometimes jokes miss.
Well, yeah, it missed.
Doesn't make it offensive. Bill Cosby raped people. That's a real thing.
Allegedly.
I don't think so. I think he's literally in prison.
Well, he says he's innocent.
Well, I don't think it matters what he says.
Well, is that fair?
I don't know.
Is that fair? You're just not going to believe the poor guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he was
Isn't
Dr.
Huxtable.
Isn't that
kind of how it works? Like, once you're found guilty, you're kind of... Hell, we don't believe OJ, and he was found not guilty.
Not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
You believe OJ.
I believe that...
You believe OJ. Just say it out loud, Fred.
I believe that I would rent Hertz because of OJ.
You believe OJ. You believe in his innocence.
Until I read that book you gave me. I actually had doubt until that.
You're like, there was literally like two people that had doubt. Whoever got the jury to say not guilty and you. You guys are the only ones.
Well, I mean, I thought he was guilty, but I wasn't 100% sure. Because I watched every minute of that trial,
yes,
too. And they did a good job of creating reasonable doubt. So, yeah. But
you must acquit. That's how it went.
That is how
I remember.
And everybody on that jury wanted to acquit him. But I mean, in the back of my mind, I thought, man, I don't know if there's reasonable doubt. Then I read that book and I'm like, dude, really? Why'd you write this? I mean, this.
I can tell you why. For money.
And then he had to go steal memorabilia, and went to jail, became Daddy Juice, and now he's crazy.
Hey, why did they, on the Twitch stream, why did they put a picture of me? And by the way, Nick, nobody wants to see you eat on Twitch. That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I forgot.
Nick is loving this.
Yeah,
because
people are watching Nick eat on Twitch, which is like.
Because, like, he's the star, right? He's the live guy. Us, it's a picture of you in a mask. And
although I'm sure there is something to, I bet there's like a subgroup of people who like to go to Twitch and watch people eat because you know there's freaks out there.
There's OnlyFans accounts for that.
OnlyFans. Oh, wait, you can have an OnlyFans and just eat?
Yeah,
I should do that.
But then you would get fat.
Yeah, but I'd get money for it. Now I'm fat for free. What if I could get some money?
Might as well get paid for that, man.
Did you have to do it naked?
I think some of them do.
You know,
I don't think you have to, but
let's not.
Do you guys remember?
It's strongly encouraged.
Do you remember Aaron Carter? Aaron Carter used to be famous, and I guess he still sort of is famous. He was a pop star. His brother is Nick Carter of Backstreet Boys fame. And Aaron Carter has fallen on hard times. There's two ways you can tell someone's fallen on hard times. One, they get a face tattoo. He's got a face tattoo now. You know that he's fallen on hard times. Two, he's taking money to be naked and give concerts on the internet. And at the end of the concert, he does things to himself. That's how you know.
Wait, when you say does things, like does he pour sugar on himself?
No, he doesn't. He's not Def Leppard pouring sugar on me.
How about syrup?
No,
ketchup.
It's like the I don't know. I don't know how to describe it in a polite way in a room where people are eating food and drinking beverages. But
he doesn't. Odell Beckham, does he?
No, he does stuff that you.
Okay, just
he does stuff that you're not supposed to do in public. How about that? And it's after that's the grand finale of the concert. And I think if I read correctly, the cost to view that was $10 Canadian. Now that might be like 12 American bucks.
No, it's actually, I can tell you exactly what it is. It's $7.80 American.
Oh, Aaron Carter for $7.80. You're doing
at least
that
was the exchange rate yesterday.
For
those of us who
I would just ask my brother for some leftover Backstreet Boy money. I'd be like, "Hey, bro, I've really hit some tough roads here, and I need a little help."
All right,
because
guys.
That's bad.
All right. Well, we got a lot more to get to. We're going to have some guests coming up. We're going to talk a lot more football. And probably some more disgusting stuff because that's just what we do. But right now, I'm going to tell you, yes, I may be a hideous, disgusting beast, but I'm a clean-shaven, hideous, disgusting beast, thanks to Harry's. They've just come out with their sharpest blades ever. And, guys, they're not charging you for their product improvements. The blades are still as low as $2 each. And if you're like me, I used to sit there and milk a razor as long as I could, man. I would sit there and use that thing 12, 13 times until, okay, it's not working anymore. And with Harry's Do Razors, you can actually do that, and it still works. And the cool thing is you can find them now at grocery stores, and you can go to the drug – I've got some at Walgreens. But, hey, if you like to shop online like I do, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. They're available wherever you shop, and I was so happy that I was able to find me some Harry's blades but in the store. But I always like doing it online, and this is what they're going to give you. Basically, you're going to get a fantastic package for just $3 with Harry's. How about this? You can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in a big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head over to the grooming aisle. But better yet, Harry's has this offer online. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry Sharper Blades a try.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and joining us now, one of our favorite people. He's even more one of my favorite people after last week. I went back and took a closer look at that Southern Miss game after he was on. Bet the dog money line and bet the dog in cash, so I owe you a beer, Brad. Brad Powers joins us, bradpowerssports.com. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Good to hear you guys' voices. And Power 5 football and NFL football tonight. Can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited too, and let's start with that. We've been talking. Obviously, the NFL happening, and the Texans involved. So we've been talking that all day. We hadn't much talked about the Miami and UAB game. I'm kind of the belief that we're going to see a sort of a supercharged Miami offense, which is something they haven't had in a while. But they get a new offensive coordinator from SMU who has been in the top 15 in adjusted tempo like for the last 5 years, whatever school he's been at. They get Derek King, and they return all five guys on their offensive line. Could we see a different looking Miami team than we've seen the past few years?
Well, I think the market's telling you you're going to see that. And one tipping point for me, obviously, the total's up almost a touchdown. And, you know, if you looked at that opener of 48.5, that was pretty much in line for what these two teams averaged a year ago. The mispricing was Miami's improvement on the offensive side of the ball, big upgrade at quarterback, and also an upgrade as far as the amount of plays they're going to run. And then today we're seeing the money, you know, flow in left and right on the Hurricanes themselves. I mean, I'm staring at screens right now, and I'm seeing even a 16.5 out there in the marketplace. As a couple more 16s pop. I gotta see it first before I believe it. Because this is a Miami program that in the last 2 years alone has lost 11 games outright as a favorite. Outright. Forget covering the spread. They lost the game outright 11 times. It might be a good in-game wagering opportunity at this point because I think the total and the side have been wiped out a little bit as far as value. But, I mean, I got to see it on my TV screen first because I've been hearing about this Miami team being improved for feels like a half a decade.
Well, and UAB is usually one of those teams that you can count on as a dog, but it does seem like the pace doesn't favor them. And I was reading the tweet thing that you had mentioned that we should read. Kind of feels like it's going to be Miami's pace here and that UAB's not going to be able to keep up with that.
Yeah, they're more of a ground-and-pound type of team, although, I mean, they put up 45 on Central Arkansas last week. But, I mean, that was them not really doing anything fancy offensively. And the thing that concerns me on why I'm not lining up to bet UAB here is they've stepped up in competition three times in the last 3 years. So three games. And by stepped up in competition, I'm talking about playing Power 5 teams. UAB, despite all their success since they've returned, 0-3 against the spread against Power 5 teams, losing by an average of 24 points per game. So neither team is in their preferred role here, in my opinion. So, therefore, I did bet the total early in the week, and I'd still lean that way here, even with the current total of 54.5.
That Syracuse-North Carolina game, 23 points. Are we overselling North Carolina because – you know, Mac had some success and he's recruited well. Is there some value in Syracuse here?
So it's an illiquid market and it's not very efficient, especially this year because there's just not a lot of places that offer season win totals in college football. But my favorite over bet was North Carolina over 7.5. My favorite under bet was Syracuse under 5. So you got two teams playing week one. My favorite over bet, my favorite under bet, value, right? In this game on North Carolina? No, my power ratings. Only could get North Carolina to 21. I think the extra line movement here of a couple of points, and, you know, I've been, you know, kind of reading the tea leaves here. There's a lot of people that are worried about, you know, what the mindset is for Syracuse coming into this. They had two of their top running backs just opt out in the last week. There's been some player unrest, a little bit of protesting. They haven't gotten in a lot of practice time, and on top of that, Syracuse has to replace both their offensive and defensive coordinators. We saw, if anything's really disrupted, we saw a great example on Monday night. As, you know, disciplined as Navy is and as buttoned up as you think they are, if they're not practicing accordingly and their mind's not right, you saw what happened there. And I think that's why a lot more money's starting to pour in on North Carolina.
When you look at some of these games where teams, because some teams didn't practice at all, which is kind of crazy to me, but there are no spring practices this year for a lot of teams, in particular a lot of these Big 12 teams. Do you consider that to be a pretty grave disadvantage? Because a couple of these Kansas schools particularly, I kind of like Arkansas State and Coastal Carolina, knowing that that Kansas and Kansas State haven't practiced. And if it's anything like Navy last week, who apparently wasn't hitting each other, I mean, they could come out just really, really rough.
So, I mean, I was laughed at when I, you know, kind of said, you know, I think we need to follow these spring practices and the amount that teams got. Well, I mean, I followed it, and look, small sample size, but followed it the first week. Teams with more spring practice are 4-0 against the spread already this year. And the biggest discrepancies would be what you mentioned, Coastal Carolina, who got all their spring in, all 15, Kansas 0. Arkansas State, not only 11 spring practices, but an actual game last week against Kansas State was 0. Both Kansas schools are very low as far as returning production. Kansas State has to replace all five starters on the offensive line. Kansas, you know, hasn't figured out the quarterback position. Yeah, I certainly lean both Sun Belt teams. You know, I don't think Arkansas State's cheap. I mean, let's be honest. At one point last week, they were getting 3 touchdowns to Memphis. Now they're only getting 10, and more money's coming in on Arkansas State against Kansas State, who I think is well coached. More value on Arkansas State last week against Memphis. Still lean that way. And then my favorite bet of the week is Coastal Carolina, provided you can get the full +7.
Kim, I wanted to ask you about a little off the beaten path, but Texas State, I know, has changed up its offense. They've actually gone to a different quarterback. They're 9.5-point favorites over UTSA, which, you know, UTSA has usually been decent enough to cover early on in the season. Do you got any thoughts on that one?
Well, it got teamed up by a really sharp betting group. I'm a part of it, so I mean, maybe I'm not so sharp, but at least I'm around people that are sharp, sort of say. And a little inside information, COVID-19, there could be plenty of UTSA players out for this game. So if you're wondering why that continues to get steamed up, the news for UTSA might not be so good on the COVID front. On top of it, UTSA is one of those teams with a brand-new coach, new coordinators, new schemes. So that's a major disadvantage. Texas State got some spring in, 5 practices in, and played last week. And I thought played very well. I don't think it was fluky that they were competing with SMU. They looked much upgraded at the quarterback position, despite the fact the market moved against Texas State last week. They made too much of the quarterback, Tyler Vitt, being out. He wasn't going to be the starter. You know, the Memphis transfer was, and he proved himself to be an upgrade. So I think the expectation is, you know, Texas State's going to continue to improve from game one to game two, and a lot of uncertainty around UTSA, especially with the COVID-19 positive cases that might come up here and get reported tomorrow.
How much attention are you having to pay to that? Because you are having guys opt out here at the last minute. You are having these cases pop up. How important is that to your handicapping right now?
Critically important. And then, I mean, more than ever before, I'm watching screens. And by screens, I mean I'm watching odds. So if I see a team getting steamed, and you know, obviously, not to get too complicated, there's head fakes out there and whatnot. But if I see, right now, in the past, if I saw a team getting steamed, I would consider betting it. Now I'm really going to bet it because there is, in my opinion, a greater chance for inside information this year than any year that we've had in the past couple. So you got to follow it more often than not. It kind of depends. I mean, Oklahoma says they're not going to report any to the media. Other teams looks like they're very forthright as far as who's going to be in and out of the lineup. The bad news is you got to watch the Twitter feeds constantly, 16, 18 hours a day along with the odds.
Well, and that's something I kind of want to get to a general question, because I'm going pretty light on the NFL here early because I don't know who's prepared and who's not. But with college, it does seem like a lot of these lines, the people who have the inside information are hitting them pretty hard, and you are seeing line movements that tend to be right. Is this a time where if you do have some inside information that you pounce even harder, or are you being a little cautious here?
Depends. I mean, I'm pouncing. Like, for example, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, that news is breaking about Memphis's, you know, All-American running back Kenneth Gainwell was going to opt out. And at the time, that line was like 21.5. And I knew, you know, you had a little bit of time, maybe a half-hour window to get down. I mean, you blinked, and within an hour or so, it was already through a relatively key number of 21 down to like 20. So, I think if you got some inside information, you can't be afraid to fire early and often. When it comes to other games, if you're kind of on the fence about making a bet, I think more than past years, I think you're a little bit more cautious on the games. You're not, you know, pounding your fist on your desk. Those are the games maybe you're waiting until closer to game day as far as making a bet. But the ones that you feel like you got an inside source, no question about it, you are firing away, you're betting, and you're betting as much as they allow you to.
One of the games that that I looked at early, and early in the season I find myself questioning my first instinct more than I do later in the season. But when I saw Appalachian State laying 17 points, knowing everything that they lost over the offseason. I felt like maybe Charlotte would – there's a little bit of value in them. What do you think of that matchup between Charlotte and App State, who was a pretty sexy team last year?
So I'm a part of the money that hit Charlotte pretty good on Sunday, plus 19. And I did think there was value on Charlotte. I'd still lean that way even at 17. And thought process is, and App State's another team. I know he was there last year, but brand new head coach, offensive line coach, didn't similar to the Memphis situation with a couple of different coordinators, quarterbacks back for them. But they just had a key player opt out, Corey Sutton, and I it raises eyebrows for me. And Power Five kids like Micah Parsons from Penn State or Penny Sewell, the outstanding left tackle for Oregon. Then those types of guys opting out makes sense to me why they're going to be first-rounders. But when you got group of five players opting out and they're not really necessarily high on draft boards, that raises some eyebrows. We saw it with Southern Miss last week. They had multiple guys opt out. And to me, it just raises questions if one of your team leaders is opting out. What's the overall thought process and vibe around that team as they prep for an upcoming season? I had a question at this point with App State. What I don't question is Charlotte, with a second-year head coach who I think is one of the more dynamic young coaches in all of college football, and Will Healy. And another thing, Charlotte should be very confident they can compete with App State. Why? They did so last year in Boone, yeah. North Carolina. They lost by 15, but statistically speaking, they outgained and out-first down App State. App State had a couple of fluke non-offensive touchdowns, basically played them up straight up even. Yeah, I mean, I'd still take the 17 with the 49ers.
So I felt stupid last week because I said, well, you can't bet the service academies as favorites. So Army a favorite. I'm going to fade Army. And I think Army's still scoring on Middle Tennessee State. And then what do I wake up to? Army minus 3 touchdowns against UL Monroe, who's terrible. Is this where you say, okay, you can't give 3 touchdowns with a service academy team, right?
You can't, especially when you had a couple of days to get in a better bet at a better number, in my opinion. So I don't think you can right now. At least I can. I mean, if you're listening out there, by all means, you can't wait till game day to bet. I still would lean with Army, even though it's way off base as far as a power rating. I just think matchup-wise, it could be very ugly. It could be kind of a BYU-Navy situation here. But in favor of the service academy, or I just use Army from last week against Middle. Reason being, UL Monroe has lost a couple of players opting out. Again, I question why group of five players are opting out outside of family reasons. I should say that to be a little PC here. But
we don't worry about that. Yeah, right. You don't have to be PC. You're fine.
They lost their defensive coordinator resigned last week. That's not good. They do play Georgia Southern in the Sun Belt, but other than that, it's not like they're seeing the option. They didn't even know they're playing the option in the season over until a couple weeks ago for them. Army's got a game under their belt advantage. UL Monroe has to replace their second all-time leading passer. They have to replace both coordinators. A lot of negative things going for UL Monroe. I certainly can't have a UL Monroe ticket, but it's a small Army ticket for me at minus 21. It's just, my goodness, I mean, it's certainly well-baked into the line as far as these advantages go for Army. If they didn't beat Middle Tennessee 42-0 last week, say they just won by 14, this line's nowhere near this. And you're right. When you're laying 3 touchdowns with a service academy and with limited possessions, you better pray and hope Army takes advantage of every red zone opportunity. They miss a field goal or turn it over, you're almost dead in the water.
Last one we want to talk to you about. I'm of the belief that, as usual, the Texas Longhorns may be a little bit overhyped coming into the season. Listen, UTEP is basically an FBS team and not a great FBS. They're really bad, although they did come back and win last week, so maybe they're on to something. But 43 points just feels so ridiculous to me, and it just seems like that's a situation where I don't know if Texas even wants to run it up like that, but everything would have to go right for them. Is that just too crazy of a number for opening week?
From a pure power rating, not only mine, but a lot of the more public and more popular ones out there, I mean, Texas deserves to be a 43-point favorite. In fact, a lot of them have them like in the 45 to 47-point range, including my own. With that being said, again, UTEP got some spring practices in. Texas didn't. UTEP got a game in last week. Obviously, Texas didn't. Texas has to replace both of their coordinators and 43 points in a game where UTEP looks like they may have found a running back. So if they can chew up the clock a little bit, get a couple first downs, I'm not even talking about points score. I'm just talking about them getting a couple first downs and limit the possessions. Yeah, the only way I could bet this one is UTEP plus 43 and maybe sneak in, a ham sandwich bet also on the under 58.5.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Brad, tell the people how they can get your stuff. You got a lot of big fans down here, man.
Well, I appreciate that. BradPowersSports.com is the website, and you can download all my preseason information for free, whether it be college football season win totals. A lot of great NFL information as well. But if you want to write up on every single college game, every single NFL game, you can go to BradPowersSports.com. You can check out what it's called, the Powers Picks newsletter. You can sign up for the whole season for $79.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Great stuff as always, brother. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Look forward to it. Take care, guys. Enjoy the games.
All right, that's Brad Powers.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Hoops, ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go if you want the best basketball goal in the entire whole wide world. You go to ProDunkHoops.com. And what makes this goal better, you might be asking? Well, I'll tell you. Pretty much everything. It's got the thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. So, and they've got a tempered glass backboard that's so strong, if it breaks or cracks for any reason whatsoever, they're going to come out and replace it for free. How about that? They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. And I'm telling you, once you've got this, your kids are going to be out there hooping it up all the time. My kids do not stop hooping. They're out there every single day shooting on this thing. And the great thing, adjustable from 10 feet down to 5 feet if you want. So no matter what age kids you've got, they can hoop it up. And that's what it's all about, making baskets. So they want to have fun. They want to make shots. You can do that. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Carbach. And, man, it has been so good to get back out. And everybody's socially distanced. Everybody's being responsible. That's what you want to see. There's actually a table near us available now. I know the tables are kind of scarce, so if you make it out, I think that table will be available for a minute. Also outside, so really cool to be back at Carbach. And also just want to mention, if you can't hear us on 97.5, you're out west, switch over to 92.5, and there goes the table.
Yeah, the table's already taken by a dude in a Lakers hat and a red shirt. This is very confused. Oh, he's got a
Kobe jersey.
Okay, he just... you're right. It doesn't bother me a bit. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm cheering for the money team, bud. I don't. But is that a Cowboys mask also?
Yeah, that...
So, Cowboys mask, Lakers hat.
Yeah, all you need is Yankees underwear, and you're pretty much
the axis
of evil.
Are you a Yankees fan also? Oh, okay. He hates the Yankees. I'm a Red Sox fan, pal. Is that Red Sox? Oh, Dodgers. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Dodgers, Lakers, Cowboys. I feel like he's a bad person, honestly.
Like, yeah, I mean, Dodgers is like North Korea too. So
This is just a bad guy who sat down here.
But he got a great table.
He did get a good table. Good for him.
All right, let's do.
Nobody
this.
Buy him a beer.
Oh man, hey, you know what? I admire somebody who will. I mean, that's like walking in with a Hitler T-shirt.
It kind of is.
I have to say, I admire him for coming in and saying, hey, you know.
All of it. Man.
You know what? Those are your teams. Much respect, my friend. All right, let's do the Saddock Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Saddock Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Dustin's all mad now. Like, Jerry Jones doesn't look like Gables did. Come on. All right. I've been watching way too many of these Nazi documentaries. I mean, my goodness, what horrible people they were. Not that I'm saying.
What a hot take, Fred. Really?
No,
you really went ballsy on that take.
Did you ever?
I'm against Nazis. They're awful.
No, did
awful
you ever people. Watch that? But did you ever watch that? The Circle of Hitler's Circle.
No,
of Evil?
I haven't watched
it. Dude, you got to get on that, man. It's. I mean, it does. It is disturbing as hell just how messed up these people were. But it also makes some of the comparisons funnier.
And we're gonna have.
So I'd appreciate you at least, you know, making my bad attempts at humor work.
Oh, like you helped me out on a bad joke.
Well, no, that one was really bad.
I mean, you made a Nazi joke, and that's okay?
It wasn't a Nazi joke.
Kind of was.
No. It was comparing Dodger fan to Hitler. I
no,
think that's
it was comparing
that's
Cowboy.
Fair.
You were comparing cowboy fan.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Speaking of Cowboys, Skip Bayless. It may be the end of Skip Bayless. They may have found something to cancel him on.
What did Skippy do now?
Well, we'll get into it. I think it deserves more than just a moment because it's.
Well, you know what? Let's push the gym of the day back.
Well, so we're gonna have Taylor McCarg on.
Well, it's six, so we still have some segment time left.
Okay, so.
Oh well, never mind.
Yeah, we'll do it. At
so
six.
Here's what we'll do. We'll do Taylor at six. We'll do Skip at 6:15. We'll do gym of the day at 6:30.
Okay.
Does that work? All right.
Lightstream, Fred.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys about Lightstream, which maybe you ran your credit cards up a little bit during the Rona, and you know you got those balances up. Well, guess what? How about you consolidate those things? And Lightstream is great about this. You can start saving today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream's fixed-rate credit card consolidation loans start as low as 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. Most credit cards, 19% are up. So think about this. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. So no fees, 5.95%, lower than 19%. You could save hundreds or even thousands, depending on how much you get. The application's 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And if you've got good credit, they believe you deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and that's what they deliver. And guess what? You could save even more as a listener to the show with an additional interest rate discount. All you have to do is go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.